Now we'll talk about the kitchen and Shabbat and Yom Tov. There's a big difference in Ashkenazim and Sephardim in this. I'll try to say as much as I know, and if anyone has questions, I could, I don't know, I could forward them. What was the second minute here? Okay. Fine. On Shabbos, every food which is you can't use immediately is muktzeh. You have pasta in a bag, not ready made. Yeah, it's muktzeh. Why? Because you can't make it on Shabbos. Therefore, it's muktzeh. Come. For example, also flour and rice, everything that which needs cooking is muktzah on Shabbos. Nothing to do with it. And therefore, stuff which you were meiser, therefore, if you have them right in front of you in the closet, it's kind of a problem. You're trying to get to something in the back. It's right there in front of you. So, baya. Okay, so you see that what you need for Shabbos will be accessible. Okay.
Can you do that thing with the shinui?
Yeah.
To get something that you need for Shabbos?
Yeah, but the chatchila, so make sure that you shouldn't have it. The other things which are also vessels in the kitchen which are muktzeh. Yeah? All the, of course, electric appliances and also kotesh shum, chomim, garlic presser. Presser?
Yeah? Press.
Mm-hmm. Garlic press is muktzeh. Why? There's no purpose, because you can't use it on Shabbos. It's muktzeh. Yom Pumpia, a grater, also muktzeh on Shabbos. Because you can't use it on Shabbos. Okay. If you have it, it's better also, people don't know. All the spog, what you clean the
sponges
that you clean the dishes with are muktzeh on Shabbos because you can't use them on Shabbos. Yeah, you have them there in front of you. A person might use them by accident. It's enough to pick them up with your hand. You're able to use the lisa. It's wet, right? Because you're squeezing.
You can even use it to wash a dish. You can need the dish.
Pick them, chas v'shalom.
Because of squeezing.
Squeezing, yeah.
So you need to put them away in a cupboard.
It's better to put them away. You don't need to, you don't have to. It's good to put them away in a way that you won't come to use it. Okay. Yeah. Also, the chatchila, you shouldn't have any muktzeh, let's say, in a drawer that you can use. You have, let's say, you have spoons in the drawer, and you have also batteries in that drawer, and matches. It's better if they're not in that drawer. So you have a separate drawer for a muktzeh things in the kitchen. A lot of people, right, they have batteries and you have all kinds of stuff in there. You have your toothpicks also there. But yeah, because toothpick, you could use gently on Shabbos in a way where you won't bleed. Right? So in the kitchen also, you have to make sure you have the muktzeh separated. If you do have a muktzeh, you have your cell phone or something, whatever, sitting in the closet.
I thought you could use toothpicks for herring.
Yeah, you can use toothpicks. I didn't say you cannot. The toothpicks for the teeth, you should be gentle with, because you're not supposed to cause yourself to bleed on Shabbos. But let's say you didn't do that, and you want to use the drawer, you're allowed to open and close the drawer on Shabbos.
Even if there's
muktzeh in there.
Well, you don't touch the muktzeh.
No, you don't touch the muktzeh. Okay. There's a mitzvah to wash the floors for Shabbos. You hear that mitzvah? Especially in the kitchen. The kitchen, of course, there's cooking going on there and washing the hands and stuff like that. So the floors get dirty. And even after you wash the floors, sometimes you're still doing things in the kitchen and they get dirty. Take a schava, take a Shmate, and go over to the kitchen a second. So we cover Shabbos Kodesh. So it's clean. Okay? On Shabbos, now let her wash the floors. If some nishpechu me'at nozlim on gavei ha'ritzpa or shai shemalach ha'shabbat. Right? If liquid, water, some liquid was spilled on the surface or on the floor on Shabbos, imam nikim mutal haspigam ach v'rak matliyat ha'mivoyah v'nikui. And if it's clean water, regular water, clear water, and you're allowed to clean them up, to soak them up with special matliot, okay, for cleaning up. But what can't you do? You're not allowed to do like that, a soup, because then you're squeezing. You're allowed to put it over it. And then pick it up and put it aside.
Yeah.
Absorb. Let it absorb. Okay?
Yeah. What's that thing? What do they call that tool? Where you take the water to the drain?
Yeah. Oh yeah. So if it's a lot of water, it's better not to use any soaking material, and only to use a squeegee. You have one for the counter and one for the floor. To clean up is better, yeah. Is if it's a lot of liquid, because then it's impossible for a person not to squeeze when you pick lifts them up. You have a person has to, if you have a, what's it called? It's like a disposable, it's like a napkin, like a towel. It's big. I don't know, what is it?
Paper towels.
Paper towel, right?
One time use.
Yeah, paper towel, one time use, right? So that, you should cut them before Shabbos. You're not allowed to cut them on Shabbos. You're not allowed to cut them on Shabbos. Only place where you're allowed to cut the tissue on Shabbos is if you don't have cut tissues in the bathroom. Then you're allowed to cut them, and also then you do it b'shinui. Okay? If you don't have, you didn't cut before Shabbos, and you didn't buy tissues before Shabbos, right? Then you have only uncut ones, fine. So you're allowed to cut them b'shinui, only in the bathroom where it's needed. Okay? But it's down paper towels, that's not so needed. You don't have to use it. And then you prepare it before Shabbos, the aluminum foil. You want to have aluminum foil ready for Shabbos, cut it before Shabbos. All these things, cut them before Shabbos. Okay. Right? If you didn't do it, so we said already, b'diavad, also on Shabbos, you'll be able to cut it. B'shinui, not in the place of the holes, not in the place where there's the holes that are ready made.
Consider the shinui. You're right-handed, left-handed?
Yeah.
Oh, what about opening up milk bags? Normally you cut them, right?
No problem.
Milk bags?
Yeah. אין בעיה. מצווה להשחיז את הסכינים ועוד יום לבני השבת ועיקר את סכין הלחם. לא נעשה דבר, אסור להשחיז סכינים שלו ולא יכול לעשות לחדש ולא אצליהם. נעב סכינים וכן שני מודים תגמור שישר מפיק את השבת. You're not allowed to sharpen knives on Shabbos. Therefore, sharpen them before Shabbos. Okay, asur to sharpen on Shabbos. Akonim kelim chadashim shem mitkatzer adifah shel goyim or shekim mimuchel goy. Yesh adbila lefnei Shabbat nishadbat. Kli asur b'Shabbat v'yom tov prat le'tzayim le'tzayim. Lekan afim yom tov asur la'agim be'orotchim. Umberish kli shenitrap. We learned this already. That you're not allowed to... Since you can't take things to the mikvah on Shabbos in a yom tov. Therefore... Can't take the mikvah. Therefore, make sure to go take the stuff to the mikvah before Shabbos and Yom Tov. And even on Yom Tov, you can't kasher anything. You're not supposed to kasher. Even though you're allowed to use fire on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to kasher on Yom Tov. בקראת השבת יש לפתוח את הקופסאות השימורים, האריזות, הסקיות, הסגורות, המחוברות, על ידי הדבקה, או לחץ אוויר, כדי לצאת ידי כל השיטות. טוב, this is a big, big humor, what he's saying here. He said... that you should open קופסאות שימורים.
Cans and
stuff like that. Open before Shabbos. Make sure to open before Shabbos. So it depends what. If it's a can in a bag that you're going to throw in the garbage, you're not going to reuse. Once you finish the use, you throw it in the garbage. And today, no one uses these cans, tuna can or whatever, as a kli. Who uses it as a kli? People hardly use it. It's not a regular thing that people do. And therefore, it's not a, you know, you are, it's a machlok of the Ashkenazim and Sephardim. Rav Vadia writes explicitly, you let it open it in Bayah.
Cans are very important for after cooking chicken or turkey or whatever. You have to drain the grease into the can, put it in the freezer, so it stalls up.
For the cats?
No. Oh. So that you if you pour grease down the drain, you'll clog up the drain.
But it's not a use for food. Can? The Arshi doesn't have Ashkenazim. That's it. People do use it. Therefore, the only way to open on Shabbos such a thing is to destroy it. How do you destroy it? You make holes from two sides. Yeah? You make a hole from two sides. You take a tuna can, for example. Make a hole on the wrong side. And turn it over, put it in a bowl. And make a hole on the other side. And there, it's not a kli anymore. For sure you're going to throw it out of the garbage, right?
You destroy it.
Yeah. And by
you would die.
Yeah. After you're destroying it, you're opening it. You're destroying, you're opening it, it gets destroyed.
After you take the food out of it, then you make the salt.
No, before. When you're opening it. Okay?
A little bit.
Okay.
Start a little bit and then go to the other.
Yeah, but you can make it also with this, because anyways, do you use your tuna cans afterwards for anything besides putting it in the garbage? No, you throw it in the garbage, right? So therefore, you're allowed to open it and put it in the garbage. But the difference is by a metal, a glass bottle with a metal cap. Ashkenazim, I'm machmir on this, they need to open it before Shabbos. Everyone should open it before Shabbos. Ashkenazim is not a problem if they open it on Shabbos. But Ashkenazim, if opening it before Shabbos, you didn't open it.
You're talking like the
mitz, yeah. Mitzanavim, yeah. We have to stuff that. Open before Shabbos. If Ashkenazim didn't open it before Shabbos and it's made out of metal at the top, so don't open it like that. What should you do? Take a knife, make a hole on top. Make a hole on top, make a hole through, and then open it. Why? Because when you, what happens?
Before Shabbat?
No, on Shabbos. If you didn't open it before Shabbos.
Yeah, but
well,
if you're not going to finish it.
Right? So what? So you have a hole on top.
Wine spoils.
The wine spoils? You don't have a fridge? What? You don't have a fridge in your house?
Put a plastic over the cap.
Yeah, find a way. Open it before Shabbos. And if you didn't, make a hole on top. If it's metal, not if it's plastic. It's plastic is as much. It's
plastic is
lenient. No problem. Open it and buy out. What's the difference? Plastic, the way it's made. How do they make a plastic cap?
It melted.
They make the shape is made already in, right? Then they seal it, they close it, and then they seal. Then they put they melt a little bit, a ring and a cap, and then they connect the ring and the cap. Mano.
I don't know.
Hmm?
It's one piece. The ring and the metal.
And they make a
in the
no, not by the metal, but plastic.
Plastic. This. Mm-hmm. This. These two things are one piece. They come in one.
Yeah, but they make the what's it called? Inside the cap, there's a.
Yeah.
That they make before Shabbos. They make that before they put it on the bottle.
Right.
Right? And then they screw it on.
Right.
By metal, they don't do like that. They don't make shape and then screw it onto the metal.
But then they grind it.
Exactly. They put a piece of metal, flat piece of metal on. And then the machine does. And makes it into a shape. So, when you open it, you're creating a kli. This wasn't a kli before, it was just a piece of metal.
It's one piece.
And when you open it, you made it just now a cap. This is already a cap. But by metal, according to Ashkenazim, it's considered making a cap. And therefore, chatchila yishlish. little bit Why
did he do that on the metal? There's no other way to make the metal like the plastic.
I thought they normally make caps.
It's a slow thing, maybe metal's whole thing of bend or easier to do.
Because glass doesn't take much pressure to break.
Tough. Yeah, all these, if you have gila and all these leavens and stuff like that, no problem, don't open it before Shabbos. Some people are machmer that if they come together, pour together, we're machmer to take it apart before Shabbos. It's a chumra. Only one thing, when you open any bag for Shabbos, on Shabbos, make sure not to tear the letters. Everyone knows this, right? Make sure not to tear the letters. Tear the letters, that's a very big problem.
The Hebrew letters, the English letters?
No, also the English letters.
Same thing?
Yeah, of course. Not only letters, also any symbols and stuff, designs. Yeah.
Picture,
yeah.
They don't have designs.
They make sure not to cut there.
We got bottles of wine, we can use the as a cork. You can open that on the Shabbat?
Yeah, of course.
Take out the thing and...
Also on the cork, sometimes you're just writing. Make sure when you do it, you don't do it right in the center. You can
try.
If you're really bad at it, you can make a sign. Or if it cracks.
Yeah. It's a mitzvah. Ooh, it's a special mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to taste the food of Shabbos when you're preparing the food.
So
I love it. What? Yeah, it says it here. I don't know. Shulchan Aruch. Orach Chaim. Reish Nun. Not a mitzvah. It says Tameh Chaim Zachud. It's a mitzvah to taste the food.
Who's supposed to taste?
Everyone in the house.
Oh yeah?
Yeah?
Food tasting.
Yeah, food tasting. Mother. So there's a joke like that, it's a true story, I forgot who it was with. You know the story? Rabbi Yonatan Eibishitz, I don't know, I think it was Rabbi Yonatan Eibishitz. That one, that he came in on Friday and it smelled really good. So he peeked into the kitchen, no one was there, and he took a nice big piece of the chicken. So his father after this, he took the chicken, he says, it's a Tameh Chaim Zachu. He's supposed to taste the food. So he asked him, yeah, but why do you take the biggest piece in the pot? He says, V'gam Mo'avin Dvareya Gdula Bacharu. Those who like the words, they chose the big ones. Musaf, we say. So he chose the biggest one. Tom. Mikol HaMa'achalim HaTavshinim. Look, it says, Mitzvah Litom from all the foods. You hear, Yosef? מכל התאמרים, they prepare from Erev Shabbos. וכל הטוען תבשילו מערב שבת, anyone who tastes his dish on Erev Shabbos, מעריכים לו ימיו ושנותיו. It's a long life. מחזור ויטרי, נהם וירושמי. Tasting itself is the mitzvah. When your wife's down in the kitchen. No, I don't know. When it's ready. And Erev Shabbos.
Before Hadlakat Nirah.
What?
Before Hadlakat
Nirah. Of course, yeah.
Before, like,
sometimes. I don't know, I taste all day.
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes I'm making chicken, and the excuse I use is I want to see if it's raw or not.
Really? I didn't check that piece. I didn't check that piece. Top. בסמוך להדקת, of course on Shabbos the mitzvah to taste the, yeah, to eat the food, yeah. בסמוך להדקת הנרות ראוי לעבור במטבח ולוודא סופית שכל המכשירים והכלים מוכנים במצב הראוי לקראת שבת, בכלל זה הנורה שבמקרר, הקיריים, התנור, מיחם, המים וכדומה. Yeah, of course this is the mitzvah the husband usually do this, usually by most others, to go into the kitchen and make sure everything, the platters in place, and if you have a bulb in the fridge, to turn it off, if you have a switch to put on Shabbos, put it on Shabbos switch. Everything to make sure all the appliances are away, everything's cleaned away, to make the house Shabbos day. Yeah? To make sure there's no mukzah around. Yeah? Also, כמו כן יש לוודא שהמים שבמיחם רתחו או שעדיין נלחמים במידה מספקת כנדרש בטקס השבת לבדוק את תבשילים תמינים קרוי. Yeah, you have to make sure also the water that you put in the urn is already had boiled already, or it's very hot. It's not to be boiling, it has to be very hot before Shabbos, and not to put cold water up and then let it cook on Shabbos.
That wouldn't apply on Yom Tov, right?
No, Yom Tov,
and
by Yom Tov. If your wife, she heard on the radio that the mitzvah to bring in Shabbos an hour early. So she did. But then there's a few things that she remembered afterwards. She could ask her husband to do everything in the house, and by she accepted Shabbos. Doesn't mean the whole house accepted Shabbos. Okay? And same thing the opposite, by the way. If a guy accepted Shabbos early, you could ask someone else who did not accept Shabbos yet to do stuff which are mukzah for him to do.
You let him make it tonight, accept Shabbos unless my wife asks him to do something, and it's still the first day. And
do that? I don't know, Kiruma, what's the point, Kiru? If it was Shabbos, if you didn't ask me to do anything yet. So,
I read about that, like Ramabadi said that. In the summertime, people like take Shabbos in like a lot earlier.
Right.
And you can go home and you forgot to turn on light and tell your kid. As long as it's way before time.
Yeah.
It's
not
no problem.
Nachon. Right. Also, Motzei Shabbat, I do like that. Akiba Ben Uta. Bli Neder. Akiba Ben Uta, Bli Neder. I try every week. And if I need certain things, I ask, let's say one Shabbos, we didn't put on the heater. It was supposed to be warm, or we thought it was going to be warm. It was freezing, the house was cold. So the second Shabbos was out, and one of the clocks in the house, I told my son, okay, turn it on right now. Because Shabbos, he was a kid. Exactly. Rasha? Okay, we said that will be that for today.
Have you read anything about the banks? Like, when you're tying the bags that are filled with garbage?
Tying them?
If you could do a double knot, it's not a problem? Or just...
You can do a double knot on Shabbos.
Right. So, how do you tie a bag on Shabbos? You don't.
Not in a double knot. You can make a bow knot, a bow. Not a permanent knot. Top. Shalom.